Hello.
Hi, this is Jacqueline calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. We're gonna be doing your accident tow. Do you have a couple
Okay.
minutes?
Yeah. It sucks. I mean, all of a sudden you go walk out and you got 6 inches of water inside your car.
Oh, was there a flood?
My parking lot floods because there's a creek behind my house. When it overflows, it comes right straight through our complex. And my car, where I parked my car, it had 6 inches of water inside my car.
Okay, so
So
is your
now I moved my car out since it already had water in it. I moved it out into a neighbor's yard, up high on a higher ground, kind of like a higher ground. I live in El Dorado.
Yes, I see that. So is it easily accessible?
Yeah, right now it is. Yeah.
Okay, 'cause I was seeing they want it taken to the IAA inspection. But they're not
Yeah.
open on the weekends.
Okay.
So I don't know if you just want to do this Monday.
On Monday? Okay. Sunday night. We can do it Monday. Sunday night for the next Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, I got to work overnight, so I won't be home until 7 a.m. So I don't know what time you guys are planning on being here on Monday,
Well, we would
because I might be
probably
sleeping.
dispatch out around 8 a.m. on Monday.
Okay,
You could always leave the keys in the car just in case you are asleep. I can put notes in there for that.
it's in the neighbor's yard. It's kind of pulled in and backwards, so I might have to move it so it's accessible for the tow truck to get in there, because it's a tight fit for a tow truck.
Okay.
So I might have to take it back and put it back it in, or not, just back it in to back into our complex parking lot,
Yeah,
so he can just back
probably
in.
by like Sunday or Monday it'll be, not flooded anymore, hopefully.
No, like I said, right now it's not flooded right now, but our parking lot's even it's probably going to be a flatbed, so it's hard to describe. Is our driveway is a basically a road that goes back into our complex, but it's very tight fit for even a tow truck to even go into our complex to turn around. The garbage truck has to go out on. Our driveway is out on Highway 49 in El Dorado. So he'd probably have to back in from 49. I mean,
Okay.
he'll see it when he
Yeah.
gets here, but I'm just trying to tell you guys ahead of time here.
Yes. I can the best I can do is just, notate it when we get ready to dispatch it out that
Yeah.
they won't have to
But like I said,
back
I
in.
like. Yeah, but like I said, I'll be here. Just call me ahead of time, and I like I said, if you guys don't, I'll try to stay up as much as I can till you get here. Past 10 or 11 o'clock, I'll probably be dead tired working overnight, but to kind of
Yeah, so
help you guys, assist you guys.
the issue with the vehicle is it was submerged and it doesn't start anymore.
It started. No, it starts. But the thing is that when you turn it on, the stereo doesn't shut off. You can still hear the crackling in the stereo system. It has 6 inches of water. The light for the airbag thing comes on the dashboard. I'm afraid to drive it.
Okay.
But so I don't want to mess up more than what already is. It's just. Hopefully they can save my car, because I really can't afford another car. I'm in collections. Just letting you know, I'm in collections. But I can't afford another car.
I understand. I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, because like I said, because I lost my parents, I basically have to pay for their. I'm being honest here. I have to pay for their plot still. I was making minimum payments on a medical bill, and they put me in collections for it because I couldn't pay the full amount, even after we agreed on that amount. they decided to send me to the collections. But I was paying on time every month, like I said, less than minimum payment, but I was making a payment. But they didn't want no part of it.
No, I understand.
I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, it's none of your business, but I'm just letting you know how I'm feeling right now. It's just, my world is crumbling. Sorry, but I'm just, I don't know what to do anymore. Sorry.
It's okay. You're
I
totally
have nobody.
Fine.
I have nobody.
We'll hopefully get your car towed
no
on Monday. And then they'll inspect it and see what's going on with it.
Sorry. I just don't have anybody.
No, you're totally fine.
So like I said, just give me a call before, when they're close by or something, give me an estimated time they'll be here, or when they start to show up, and then I'll hurry up and get dressed if I'm not still dressed and go out and assist with all this.
Okay, no problem. I'll set this up for Monday, and then you should receive a text message with the ETA and name of the service provider on Monday morning.
Yeah, it's probably usually the tow truck around here, if you get it out of our place, it'd probably be what is it called? BO or something like that. It's a local towing service here locally, but I don't know if you guys use one out, because it has to go to Rancho, so I don't know if you guys.
We have certain ones that are contracted. I'm not quite sure yet.
Yeah, but anyway, it has to be done, so sorry, I have to start laughing now so I can get my composure back.
No problem. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I hope everything gets better for you.
It's a start, but once I see my car come back where I don't have to. So anyway, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.